FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
To Mr. Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Hot dog. Hot damn.
Yeah.
Got
Todd Starnes here. He is Todd Starnes from the Fox News Channel, the host of the Todd Starnes Show, every day, 11 to 2 p.m. Central on Fox News Radio. Hey, Todd, good morning. Tim Jones, I'm in for Mark Cox today.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So, Todd, there's so much to try to get to. Let me start you off with, I saw you... You picked up on, this was kind of breaking news. I think it just happened the last 12, 18 hours or so. Eric Holder has now officially joined the leftist mob, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really disturbing trend, and he's joined the ranks of Hillary Clinton and Maxine Waters, really calling for violence against people who are conservatives, against people who support press. And a campaign rally yesterday in the state of Georgia, where he said he disagreed with Michelle Obama's mantra of "if they go low, we go high." He said, "No, if they go low, we kick them," referring to Republicans. And as a lot of people are kind of shocked by this, I'm not terribly surprised. I actually am glad that Eric Holder is out there. Stating what their true motives and their true intent is, which is to silence and bully conservatives.
Yeah, Todd, we on the center-right side of the spectrum have for years said, look, the problem is not with the Tea Party or anybody who supports President Donald Trump. The media and the left, they always want to ascribe their own motives and actions to conservatives to, deflect from what they're really trying to do. And you know, I know folks like you have been roundly criticized by saying, oh, well, the left can't, you know, the lefters can't be fascists, but they are. They're the true fascists among us, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Washington Post has declared war on me because I described some of the protesters who were in the Senate gallery on the confirmation vote. They were screaming, you know, these guttural screams, and they were literally clawing at the door of the Supreme Court. And I said, I called them animals. I mean, these are unhinged people, and this is just really unacceptable behavior, you know, especially in a civilized society. Look, yesterday we had a Tennessee state senator on our program. She has a Trump bumper sticker on her car.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a traffic light right outside of Nashville. Some guy's motioning to her. She rolls down the window, and he starts screaming at this woman because she has a Trump bumper sticker on her car. And beyond that, we also learned yesterday that a college Republican was accosted by a raging feminist on the campus of Stanford University. She literally got in the kid's face, shoved the kid in the chest. Now, let me ask you, what would have happened if a conservative man had shoved mm-hmm. a liberal woman in the chest? What do you think the mainstream media would have done with that story?
Oh, Todd, it would have been exposés from now until Election Day. And the same thing with you just mentioned, the activity and the actions of the left from the confirmation hearings, not just when the Blasey Ford allegations came out, but for everything before that, from the very get-go, it's been unbelievable. The other story I noticed you picked up on, Todd, which I couldn't believe this one, was this this marching band's performance. Where was that, Todd? Mississippi, right? And they apparently rehearsed this thing, and it was attacking cops.
Yeah, this was a high school in Jackson, Mississippi, the largest city in the state of And they were actually doing this halftime performance where students pulled out guns and pretended to shoot police officers and members of the SWAT team. They did this at another high school in a town where the week before two police officers had been shot and killed.
Mm.
People were just visibly shaken by what the students did. We do know that the band director was placed on administrative leave, but quite frankly, he should have been fired right on the spot.
Yeah, speaking to Todd Starnes, at Todd Starnes on Twitter, host of the Todd Starnes Show, every day from 11 to 2 p.m. Central on Fox News Radio. Todd, the last thing I want to ask you about is, of course, the media was trashing Donald Trump last night for daring to go speak to the people at a rally. And I saw CNN was running banners, of course. I always check out, see what the opposition is doing every once in a while. And it was Donald Trump has rally while Florida is being ravaged by hurricane. I mean, never let a crisis go to waste, speaking of Eric Holder.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to Wolf Blitzer interview some mayor of a town in Florida. And, keep in mind that the hurricane blew up like to a Category 4 within a matter of hours.
Yes.
Nobody knew that this was going to happen. And he says, did the government give you enough time to prepare? As if the government is controlling the hurricane.
Weather. Oh, man. Hey, Todd, have a great show today on the Fox News Radio channel, 11 to 2 p.m. Central. Speaking to Todd Starnes, the host of the Todd Starnes Show. Hey, Todd, thanks for joining us. Thanks. As always.